San Diego County Supervisors okay stockpiling abortion medication in 3-2 vote. San Diego, the San Diego County Board of Supervisors have passed a measure that will allow the county to secure an emergency stockpile of medication-based abortion treatments misoprostol and mifepristone. Vice Chair Tara Lawson Reamer, who made the proposal, was joined by colleagues Monica Montgomery Stepp and Nora Vargas. Supervisors Joel Anderson and Jim Desmond voted no. The board directed Sarah Agassi, interim chief administrative officer, to add support for abortion medications to the county's 2024 legislative program. Ms. Agassi will also look at ways to ensure adequate access to the drugs, including with local clinics and medical and telehealth providers, and report back to the board at a later date. The approval Tuesday followed a failed attempt on April 9, which lacked the required number of votes to pass. At the time, only 3 board members were present. Ms. Lawson Reamer and Ms. Montgomery Stepp voted yes, while Mr. Desmond was opposed. Mr. Anderson was absent during the vote, while Ms. Vargas left the meeting earlier. After her proposal passed, Ms. Lawson Reamer said leaders have a responsibility to protect reproductive freedom, and action by the majority of the supervisor signals to childbearing San Diegans that we are committed to making medication for abortion treatment available to them. Ahead of an anticipated U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Ms. Lawson Reamer last month called for the county to secure its emergency stockpile of the drug. FDAV Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine involves the anti-abortion group AHM suing the Food and Drug Administration over its approval of mifepristone, was filed shortly after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022's Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. Mifepristone is an oral medication taken with misoprostol to terminate an early-stage pregnancy by blocking the hormone progesterone. It can also be used to help aid in the process when a person is suffering from a pregnancy loss to prevent individuals from needing surgery or waiting for the pregnancy to pass on its own, which can take up to 8 weeks. During the April 9 meeting, Mr. Desmond said the county has nothing to do with pill management and the state of California has stockpiled 2 million of the abortion medication pills. He added that he thinks it's unlikely the abortion medications will ever be restricted in California. On that same day, Mr. Anderson said the proposal was nothing more than political grandstanding and when it inevitably comes back before the board I will vote no. The medication was approved by the FDA in 2000. Initially, the FDA imposed conditions on how the drug could be prescribed and used, such as a requirement that the drug be dispensed in person by a doctor and only through the 7th week of pregnancy. Women taking mifepristone had to make 3 visits to a healthcare provider, a first visit to take mifepristone, a second visit 2 days later to take misoprostol, and a third visit 2 weeks after the initial visit to confirm that the pregnancy had been terminated. Since then, the requirements have been relaxed and medication-induced abortions have been easier to obtain, and the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine subsequently sued the FDA in response. AHM upholds and promotes the fundamental principles of Hippocratic medicine, according to a statement on the group's website. These principles include protecting the vulnerable at the beginning and end of life. There are 36 states that allow the drug to be prescribed, while 14 have banned it. It is used in nearly 2/3 of all abortions in the nation. A 2018 report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine titled The Safety and Quality of Abortion Care in the United States found the risks of medication abortion are similar in magnitude to the risks of taking commonly prescribed and over-the-counter medications such as antibiotics and NSAIDs.